Chapter 8. Ray lifted her hands above her head in surrender. They were trapped. But when Ray turned to face their captors, she didn't see any stormtroopers. Instead, she saw an old man with silvery hair and a blaster pistol. Beside him was a tall, furry creature wearing nothing but a leather bandolier. Ray had seen only a few Wookiees pass through the Jakku spaceport, but she immediately recognized that creature as one of them. His keen blue eyes narrowed as he pointed his bowcaster at her.
"Where's your pilot?"
the old man growled.
"I'm the pilot,"
Ray tried and failed to say with confidence.
"You?"
The Wookiee howled a question to his companion. Ray had picked up a few basic phrases in Shriwook over the years on Jakku. That knowledge was finally coming in handy.
"No, it's true," Ray said. "We're the only ones on board."
"You can understand that thing?"
Finn asked.
"And that thing can understand you, so watch it,"
the old man said.
"Get out of there."
As Ray pulled herself up onto the floor of the ship, she let herself feel some hope. The odd pair didn't seem interested in killing them, and the First Order would surely never employ a Wookiee.
"Where'd you find this ship?"
the man asked.
"Nima Outpost," Ray said.
"Jakku? That junkyard?"
the man snorted.
"Who had it? Duquesne?"
"I stole it from Unkar Plutt," Ray replied. "He stole it from the Irving boys, who stole it from Duquesne."
"Who stole it from me,"
the man finished.
"You tell him Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon for good."
He allowed himself to take a fond look around the ship.
"Chewie, we're home."
Ray had to pause for a moment.
"This is the Millennium Falcon? You're Han Solo?"
"I used to be,"
the man replied. Ray's head was spinning. She had read data file after data file about that famous ship and its role in the war against the Empire. 30 years before, it had fired the shot that took out the Death Star and ended the war. And that was just one of its many heroic adventures. Finn looked a little starstruck.
"Han Solo? The Rebellion General?"
"No, the smuggler,"
Ray said, recalling the Millennium Falcon's most infamous claim to fame.
"This is the ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12,
Han corrected. He was already wandering into the cockpit to check on his old chair. Ray heard a cry of dismay.
"Hey,"
Han shouted.
"Some moof milker put a compressor on the ignition line."
Everyone followed him into the cockpit.
"Unkar Plutt did," Ray said.
"I thought it was a mistake too. Puts too much stress on
the hyperdrive,"
Han finished with her.